We are on with Doc Russ, master of reinvention and a real loser, weight loser that is. In addition to his career as a doctor of physical therapy, he has been an actor, stand-up comic, professional sailor, and captain of an ice cream boat on Long Island. Hello, Doc Russ.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. So you are here to talk to us about the 10 habits of highly successful losers, and you should know because you've lost more than 200 pounds.
Yeah. I like to tell people I've lost 10 pounds, and I just did it 20 times.
when you think about that, it's attainable.
It's really attainable.
Yeah.
It's just step one, lose 10 pounds. Step two, repeat. It's just, keep doing it. And that does make it sort of realistic and attainable. And that's exactly how it's done.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't wake up one morning 200 pounds overweight. And as much as I would like to have, been able to lose weight overnight, that's just not how it happens. But if you take a positive spin on that and you say, well, I'm just going to lose 10 pounds at a time. Wow. That'd be pretty powerful stuff.
Anything could happen.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. Absolutely.
Okay, so lose weight for good. Tell me about it.
A lot of the work I do, especially with sustainable weight loss,
mm-hmm.
is literally reinventing yourself,
mm-hmm.
redefining your identity. So many of the clients I couldn't help would start the sessions with me with statements like, I am a couch potato.
Mm.
And that's an identity statement. It's
mm-hmm.
very much about who they are. It's very hard to buck that tide. If you have a notion of who you are,
mm-hmm.
that's generally how you're going to behave. So as we started to help people reinvent who they are, I started to realize that if you tie your weight maintenance to a deep purpose, to
mm-hmm.
a sustaining purpose, it becomes much easier. So for me, not the only reason, but certainly one of the reasons I'm able to maintain my weight loss is I think about the clients that I'm serving. I think about the people that I'm helping and how many people depend on me to stay healthy. And as I started to kind of think about how powerful and how motivating that is, I thought, wouldn't it be really great to literally build that into the weight loss system where, certainly not up front, but as we start to get to the attainable goal, as we start to work on weight maintenance, which is really the hard work of what we do, wouldn't it be great if I started to key people into how to use that for a greater good, to how to achieve a greater purpose with their weight loss? So, for instance, just this Monday, I got in a kayak on Montauk Point on Long Island, and I kayaked almost 20 miles across the ocean to Block Island to raise money. So it was a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the sort of thing you can just wake up on a Monday and say, I think I'm just going to go cross some shark-infested ocean today.
Right.
You kind of have to train for that.
Right.
So one of the ways I'm able to, do the hard work of getting up every morning and kayaking, 8 miles a day is because I know I'm going to do that fundraiser every year. And so keying people into that kind of doing work for benefit that's also going to help them achieve better health. So, if you sign up to walk for the Relay for Life, hey, I got an idea. Rather than just show up, why don't you train for it as if the people really were depending on you?
Right.
So it's a mindset.
Right. It is a mindset. So when people start thinking bigger than themselves, and then they start bringing other people
Ironic? Because these people are bigger than themselves, and they need to think even bigger than themselves in order to be smaller than themselves.
That's big.
You like that?
That's exactly
there you
that's
go.
Big. That's huge. Well, one of the things I tell clients is, we help you to step into a bigger life as a smaller person. So we're hoping to expand your life as we decrease your size. So it's almost inversely proportional. And I find that that's an interesting relationship because it seems like, I know when I was 400 pounds, my world was very small.
Mm-hmm.
It was from the car to the couch to the refrigerator to the bed to the bed to the refrigerator to the couch to the car.
Right.
So pretty much that was it.
Yeah.
Now my world is, tomorrow I'm taking my daughter rock climbing on one of the premier rock faces in the Northeast.
Right.
She just came to me and she said, Daddy, can we go rock climbing on Friday? And as a 400-pound guy, I exceeded the weight capacity of a lot of the mountain ranges here in the Northeast, so I couldn't
right.
go. But now, I can just, okay, honey, we'll do it. So it's kind of cool.
You know, when we start looking at all the different activities that you can't do when you're living in a big body, that you can do when you've lost all the weight, when do you make the decision to say, and I'm talking from a general perspective, because most people start going to a gym or they start, you know, quote unquote, working out, but they don't start with an activity. They start with a program in a gym or what have you. When do you see people start making that shift, saying, okay, instead of living my life in the gym, now I'm going to actually live my life and get out there?
Well, a lot of my work has to do with mindset. So
right.
a lot of times we'll set the mindset first. I mean, I had a client, I told her a story about the first time I took flying lessons. And the only reason I took flying lessons is because I could.
Right.
I decided that I wanted to do something that I couldn't do before. And she started thinking about the next session she came to me. She goes, I want to take a flying lesson. And as we started to map out what she needed to do in order to get to that point, that in and of itself became a motivator.
So now she invented planes that can hold 400-pound people?
Well, no, but she's going to be taking a flying lesson probably within the next 50 pounds, which is pretty cool. Another reason to lose that 50 pounds. So again, tying that into a bigger purpose.
Bigger purpose. That's the key.
If
you don't have a bigger purpose,
right.
forget it. You're
going to
fail.
Well, you know, nobody's going to be on their deathbed going, God, I wish I had worked out more.
Well,
I mean, you've got to really put it out there for people that there's something more in their lives that's available to them. And it's, I mean, it's adventure.
Do you think doctors ever say when someone's dying, well, if you were about 50 pounds heavier, you might have made it? Do you think they ever say that?
No, they don't.
You know,
but you,
if you'd started smoking, we could have saved you.
If you had only started smoking. But do
well,
I,
you
do,
know.
Do you feel like, and I'm not being a funny, but the ice cream boat, do you
yeah.
feel like
that could be a
seeing
bad,
people...
That could be a bad influence on
well,
people.
Well, yeah, but I mean, do you
That's
feel
why I
like...
left the business.
Exactly, like that had some sort of impact on you making this big change to really help people?
The ice cream boat was a really cool business.
It sounds cool.
I enjoyed it. What happened is I parlayed the ice cream boat into an actual silicone ice cream mold business. So I was developing molds to make ice cream bars. So I was speaking to
That's
the ice
cool.
cream industry nationally. And it was really cool. And I had actually done all this while I was losing the weight, and I lost the weight, and I found myself speaking nationally to ice cream retailers on, you know, to help them to show customers that they really should buy more ice cream. And then as I started to get into weight loss business, I realized that this is an ethical dilemma.
Right.
I can't lecture to one group on how to get people to buy more ice cream and then lecture to the opposing group and say, you really shouldn't buy so much ice cream.
Right.
And so I chose weight loss. That's my abiding purpose.
I think that speaks volumes about your integrity to yourself. I mean, a lot of times there's a lot of double talk out there, and you know,
Susie, you're kissing up pretty good.
I'm not kissing up. I'm commending.
Wow.
Commending. I just think it's a really important thing.
Well, would it have been important if he would have quit before he made a lot of money selling the ice cream? But he quit after.
That's fine.
No,
with me.
Actually, I didn't make a tremendous. I was in business building mode. I literally, truth be known, I took a hit on that business because it was in the formative stages.
See,
and
sacrifice.
There you go.
That's altruistic.
So how are you keeping the weight off? Is it just?
It's
I
not
mean,
ice cream. We've established that.
But you're obviously doing some really exciting things, and you know you're really clued into your mindset. Are you just constantly inspired by the people that you're helping?
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
I'm inspired by the people I'm helping. I'm inspired by the cool stuff I get to do. I get excited when I can introduce other people to the things I'm doing. I get excited when I get a client in. I have kayaks that are actually able to accommodate people of size. And I get excited when they say, you know, I'd love to try kayaking. And I'm like, great, how about Tuesday?
Right.
You know, I get excited when I take people on a mountain bike trail for the first time. I get excited when I teach. I'm also a sailing instructor. So, you know, I have clients who just felt they were too big to even get on a sailboat. And
right.
I can get them on a sailboat really early and say, I'm going to teach you how to sail. Are you kidding? And then just to experience all this stuff anew through a beginner's mind again is just, it's the coolest thing ever to just, you get caught up in that excitement.
Yeah.
So that's really neat.
Now, where do you see people having a difficult time staying compliant? Like, all this stuff is great to get started. And, you know, that first day, everybody's got that their highest level of motivation on any program. But, you know, when you start getting months down the road and it gets to be a drag and, you know, you see your friends and the people around you that are going out and eating a lot and you're not anymore. So how do you kind of keep them on the program?
Well, again, it is very much about mindset. And as I mentioned, it's easy to become bored as, let's say, a sailing instructor. The skill is not that difficult. But I get excited when I see it anew through somebody else's eyes. So to constantly make it fresh and interesting and introduce new activities and to help people re-identify themselves so that their identity is not tied to food. Mm-hmm. Here's a great example. I had a client who had a wonderful realization. He goes, my wife is incredibly healthy and she's been thin all of her life. And when we go to a party, I notice something. As soon as we get the invitation, she starts talking about all the people she's going to see and all the conversations she's going to have. And all I can think of is, I wonder if they're going to have Napoleons. There's going to be a Viennese card. So there's a huge mindset difference. And I said, you know, maybe if we can get you to start thinking about the relationships, the valuable relationships of the social interactions, and that the food is there as a secondary component as opposed to the other way around. And he literally made that shift. He started to see the value in going to parties to actually talk to people, and that he would position himself in places where the food wasn't circulating. In the past, he would literally put himself by the kitchen door so he could get the food coming out and he can get the food going back in.
Right.
Even if he was the only one standing there. He would leave a conversation because a really good hors d'oeuvre was passing by and he wanted to chase it down.
And you make that seem like it's a bad thing.
Well, it isn't if you're comfortable being heavy.
Right.
But at some point, you have to leave the party and look in a mirror.
Right. Right.
Or at some point, you have to leave the party and not do something you want to do.
It's true. I love everything you're about, Doc Russ. Tell us how our listeners can find you and find out how you can help them lose weight for good.
Well, here's what I'm offering your listeners, and all they need to do is go to the number 1010losersecrets.com. If they go to 10losersecrets.com, they can sign up for my free teleseminar, which is on September 22nd.
Great.
And it's a call-in thing, so they don't have to come all the way up to New York, although they're welcome to. It's a great place. But if they call in, if they go to 10 Loser Secrets and they register for the course, all I need is name and email address. There's a bunch of questions that
right.
are optional. And they will be eligible to listen in for the seminar. And they're going to get the free ebook.
Great.
Which I don't know if I can say the name on the radio, but it's the Completely Ridiculous and Actually Packing Pounds on You Diet, C-R-A-P-P-Y diet. It's
great.
This humorous look at all of these situations where we just choose to believe the calories don't count. Like, you know, when you're eating and standing, there are no calories in that food.
Sounds good, Doc Russ. Well, we'll have all of our listeners visit you there. Thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, bye.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks. Have a great day.
Bye.